Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everybody. This is Sharon. Welcome to the show.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1, go.
Much for joining me right here on the Marketing Pulpit. Just so delighted that you decided to join us today. And we say it all the time. We just love, love, love you so much. Thank you so much for joining us. Today we have a show topic that I think is interesting. I really, really do. And I hope you'll find it interesting, too. But if you decide you want to call in and comment, please feel free to do so. You can call us right here. That's right. You can be right here with us on this show live. All you have to do is dial in, 215-383-3872. And if you've already dialed in and you have a question, all the thing you have to do is push option 1. And you will be put into the queue for questions. That's right, you'll be put into the queue. So thank you so much for joining us. For our new listeners, welcome, welcome, welcome to all my faithful listeners. Oh, you know how I feel about you. That's right, I just love, love, love you. I love our new listeners too. But you've been with me for a long time, since day one, some of you. And you know what, I would love to meet you. I have to think about doing some type of event. You know, I need to do an event and bring everybody together. I think that would be really, really nice. I'm going to process that. But anywho, welcome to the show. Listen, we are going to discuss a topic today. I'll be talking about a topic today that, wow, it's almost like it's taking over. taking over. And it's good. It can be good. It can be bad. And I'm excited about it. And when we come back from our show, from our break, I am going to tell you what we're going to talk about. And I'm going to tell you what's going on with my co-host today. That's right, my co-host. You know, I just love my co-host, Dr. Lake. He does such a wonderful job co-hosting with me. And I'm going to share something with you in regards to my co-host today when we come back. So stay tuned. Don't go anywhere. Right here on the Marketing Pulpit. All the time, and I'm going to say it again. I just want to thank you so much for joining me today. Listen, my co-host was planning to be with me on the show today. He really was. We were all lined up to go. But last night, while he was doing his usual routine, some idiot. I said it. Some idiot decided to break into his car, stole his wallet, and, of course, the contents of it. So my co-host is having to take time to cancel a lot of things, credit cards, and had to go to DMV, and it was just agitating. I know it's agitating. I felt his pain. So my mother and I, we stopped what we were doing. We joined hands, and we sent up a prayer. Because, you know, when you're in situations, when you're in circumstances like that, it can make you either mad, angry, irritable, frustrated, all those things. But you know what? We prayed a prayer for patience and peace, and, you know, that he would be okay through that. And we also prayed a prayer of thanksgiving, that he was not harmed in any way. Things can be replaced. Windows can be replaced. Cars can be replaced. But people can't replace people. So that's where he is today. So if you do believe in the power of prayer, just send up prayers and send up nice thoughts in regards to our co-host today, that everything will work out. And he knows that we are here for him. Yes, we are. So thank you so much for that. But listen, I am going to dive into a topic today. Online dating. And then you're probably wondering, why are we talking about online dating? Well, you know, on this show, we talk about a lot of stuff. This is kind of like a variety show. We talk about business-related things. We talk about music. We talk about who moved the cheese. But the reason I talk about these topics, and I've shared with you before the reason that we talk about these topics, is because we really do want to deliver practical information that enlightens you, informs you, and sometimes entertains you, because we want you to learn to enjoy life, to enjoy life. I don't talk about a lot of heavy topics on this show. There are enough shows out there that are talking about really, really heavy topics and controversial topics. And there's nothing wrong with addressing those topics. Those topics need to be addressed. And every now and again, I might dab a little bit, tap the surface a little bit. But we really do try to keep our show light. And I'm addressing this topic because a lot of people now are turning to online dating because it's so challenging to find love in the traditional way for a lot of people. And the reason is, people are working more hours. They work a lot of hours. Or they may be at home taking care of parents, taking care of grandchildren, their own children, and it may be challenging for people to get out. So people are doing a lot more online dating. People want to find love. They want to find love, and they want to find love that's going to be meaningful. And actually, I talked a little bit about love on another show that I'm on. And I'll talk about that one probably later, but there was the question came, you know what, I really don't know how to love. I don't know how, because I was never really loved or hugged and told that I was loved when I was a child, and I just don't know how to do it. So people are looking for so many things, but I do want to share some interesting things about online dating that you really need to be aware of and you really need to be careful about. So one of the things I wanted to share with you, and there's so many online dating sites out there for those who are young, those who are 30, 40, 50, those who are on farms, farmers. There's so many dating sites out there. And there's one site, the average user spends 77 minutes a day on this particular app, on these sites all the time. In fact, some of the sites, so many people are on the site, it causes it to crash every now and again. But daters want to date, and they're going to date, and they want to find people who mix with their personalities. But I want you to understand a few things about online dating. If it's something that you're considering, something that you've thought about, something that you are possibly going to recommend to somebody, A lot of people have found their true their love on online websites, dating sites. In fact, someone that I know very well, they went into online dating because of their schedule. They were working so much, and because they really couldn't find anyone at their job, in their church, in their neighborhood, so they said, you know what, I'm not bumping into anybody at the mall. I'm not bumping into anybody when I go grocery shopping. I need to find somebody to love me and somebody that I can love. So they went to online dating. And how about they found someone on online dating that liked them, they liked them back, they met, they were impressed with each other, started seeing each other, started dating, and how about they're married today? Yes, they are. They are married today, and they seem to be doing quite well so far. But not only that, but come to find out that in some way they actually, one of their relatives actually, it's a long story, and you know what, I'm not going to go into all that. That's not the top of the show. It's a long story, but come to find out that they knew, some of their relatives knew of him, and it just seemed to have worked out really well. Well, I'm going to give you some tips, some tidbits. If you're deciding or thinking about doing online dating, I'm going to give you a few tips. And even if you're thinking about dating in the traditional way, these are tips that you need to be mindful of as well. It's nothing wrong with wanting to find love. Careful out there today. And what I found out in my research, guys, especially the guys are beginning to wonder, and they're actually putting this out there. They're saying, you know what? I've created a profile. The way it works is you go online, you create what's called a profile. The profile tells all about you. It tells about your age, it talks about your profession, some you can put your income, it talks about what your goal, you can talk about what your goals are, they want to know if you have any religious preference, a little bit about your personality, and some of the sites may be different, but they basically try to get the same information because basically when a person looks at your profile, that's all they have to go by, and there are thousands of profiles on the site. So people put their information. They may put up a picture, post a picture or two. And if you like what you see or if you like what you read, you can request a date or you can request a meet and greet is what they call them. Most people today like to meet first before they decide if they're going to like a person. And there's a reason for that. Can be really risky, that it can be very dangerous for people to do. And yes, it can be. It can be very risky. It could be dangerous. That's why I wanted to talk to my listeners about it. But the good news is you can be safe. You can use precautions. And the good news is there are people who are finding love online. So first of all, here's some things that I want you to keep in mind. First of all, people do lie. They do. They lie on these sites. They're not always honest. And there are a few for you, like, for instance, their age. Sometimes people do lie about their age. They may say they're, like, in their 40s when they're really, maybe in their 50s or 60s, or they may say they're in their 20s when they're really teenagers. So you got to really, really be careful. If you're looking for someone who's younger, if you're an older woman and you're looking to be a cougar, you got to be careful because some people who may be portraying themselves as little cubs may really be lions. So you got to be careful if that's important to you. Also, people lie about their profession. They lie about how much income they make. So if you're someone who's looking for security, if you're looking for somebody that's going to take care of you, shower you with gifts, and make you feel like a queen and important with their gifts, yeah, you might want to be careful. You might want to be careful because people are not always honest about certain things on these sites. And then if you're a man, if you're a male, and you want someone who's older, you want someone who's younger, you really have to be careful. So here's some things that I'm going to share with you that I think will be really helpful if online dating is something that you want to do or if you want to recommend it to someone or you've already tested the waters. If you have gotten to the point where you like what you see, you feel pretty comfortable with what you see, make sure that you meet in a public place. Please meet in a public place. I can't overemphasize that. But when I say public place, I mean a place where there are lots of people, there's lots of lighting, and if you need to take off, you can. There have been, especially females, who have not done this, and they have ended up in some really hairy situations. So please be careful. Please be careful. There's safety in numbers. And meeting somebody for the first time that you've never seen, you know absolutely nothing about, you want to meet in a public place. Also, do your due diligence. And I can't overemphasize this either. Whether you're dating someone new, you know, these days it could be somebody that you've known for a while. You don't know everything about a person. It's okay to Google their information and see if you find their profile or find them somewhere else on the Internet. There are things on Google that you can use. For instance, if you see a picture, and this has actually happened to people. It really has. Someone has posted a handsome picture or beautiful, gorgeous picture online. They posted it on their profile, and it wasn't them. So do your due diligence. What do I mean by that? There are online sites where you can take a person's picture, upload their picture, and Google or the Internet will show you, reveal to you other areas that those pictures may have been used. Well, how about there was a profile where this guy had posted this picture, oh, handsome guy, just really handsome picture, and it wasn't him. It was a model. It was a picture of a model, and when they put the picture in the reverse picture on Google, it pulls up the picture and the person was a model. It wasn't even the person. So they have no idea what the guy actually looks like. Absolutely. So please do your due diligence. And not only that, if they give you a phone number, you can Google their phone number, see if their phone number appears somewhere else, or if they have something linked to their numbers. You can do your due diligence, and that doesn't cost you a dime. And then you can also Google their name. If they give you a certain name or whatnot, Google the name and see if you find anything. Go to the Internet, see if you find anything. Do your due diligence. Next, tell a friend about your date. I know we like to be private. We don't want everybody in our business. But you are special. You are important. There, people love you and want you to be safe. I know I tell my family, if I'm going out of town or if I'm going across town, they know the address, they know the phone number, they know the route I'm taking, they know where I am. And I'm grown, but I still want people to know where I am. I will text them all the details. You're never too grown. You are never too grown to be safe. And then even when you get to your location, make sure you check in with your friend or your family and say, you know what, I made it okay. I'm doing okay. I'm waiting, or I just took a break and we're talking. Text someone and let them know how things are going. And then when you get ready to leave, it's not that people are dipping into your business. It's that you need to use some common sense and you need to be safe. Let people know when you're done with your date. I'm done with the date. I'm in my car. I'm leaving. And give them an estimated time of when you'll be home so that if anything happens, somebody knows what to do, where to start looking. And by all means, oh, my goodness, by all means, and this is for guys too, by all means, if you're meeting somebody for the first time, do not have them come to your house and pick you up. Let me say that again. You are meeting somebody for the first time, second time, third time, fourth time. You do not give them your address and have them come to your home and pick you up. That's probably one of the dumbest moves. And I said it. And, you know, I don't usually use strong language like that on the show, but I'm saying it today. That is a silly move because, one, you don't know if the person you saw online is the person that's going to show up at your door. Two, you don't know if the person you met online is a rapist. You don't know if they're a psychopath. You don't know if they're married. Trust me, there are a lot of people online who are married, but saying they're single, males and females. So before you invite someone to your home, you need to know about them. Do background checks before you start inviting them to your home and be around your kids if you have kids. The next thing is drive yourself to the date. This kind of hinges on what I just said. Don't have somebody come pick you up. If you don't have a car and you can't get there, make other arrangements. But please, please, take yourself to the date. And if the date turns out bad, oh, my goodness, and this has happened. People have gotten to the date, and the person that they saw on the profile looked absolutely nothing like the person that they saw sitting or standing in front of them. And I've had people, I've had friends to tell me this. And guys, oh, I feel so sorry for guys. Bless their hearts. You know, I think women are a little bit more resilient. Women can handle things. Most women can handle things a lot better than a lot of men can when it comes to love and relationships. But a friend of mine was telling me that he looked at this profile, and the profile looked nice. The picture was beautiful, and everything they talked and things seemed to be going well, so they decided that they were going to do a meet and greet. It's not funny, but it is. But they went and did the meet. They did the meet and greet. And he said, when he was sitting there and he saw the person, his hands looked bigger than mine, or her hands were bigger than mine. And then he noticed some other things about the person who was supposed to be female, and he was like, something's just a little off here. And so he just said, hey, listen, you said on your profile that you were female. Are you? And be honest with me. And the person was honest and said, no, I'm not. And you know what? People can have, they can change their gender. They can do whatever they want. People can do what they want. But my thing is, be honest. People are not always honest on the profiles. That's why I'm suggesting to you, meet in a public place before you have people coming to your home. The next thing I'm going to say, and I shouldn't have to say this, but I'm going to say it. Don't get to say it, but I'm going to say it. And females, I'm sharing this with you because people do this all the time. You get so comfortable, you think you're comfortable with the person, but you end up using bad judgment. Too many women have invited men to come to their homes after they've had too many drinks and have no idea what took place, and things ended up happening to them that they would not have wanted to happen. When you meet somebody, don't get drunk. Try to stay sober so that you can remember the details of what took place with your meet and greet. I shouldn't have had to say it, but I said it anyway. And when we come back, I'm going to share with you just a few more things that I want you to take into consideration to be mindful of in regards to online dating, because I do want you to be safe. I want you to be careful. I want you to find love, but I want you to be safe too. So when we come back, we're going to finish up on this topic of online dating right here. Marketing. You need the
word. Gatewood Marketing is a company that can take you from your small beginnings to your moderate business operation on into websites and marketing, everything. So I thank the Lord for Robert and Gatewood Marketing.
Yes, yes, yes. We are here, back here on the Marketing Pulpit, and I want to thank you so much. I say it all the time. Thank you so much for joining us right here on the Marketing Pulpit. We are talking about online dating. online dating. And I'm going to wrap it up with just a couple of things in regards to online dating. And sometimes you do have to be mindful of red flags. You really, really do. You have to be mindful of red flags. And there are some red flags that should tip you off that, you know what, I might need to go home. I might just need to go home and look at some other profiles. People are not always honest on these websites, but there are some wonderful people that are out there, but you got to filter through a lot of profiles before maybe you find one that's right for you. Filtering. It's a long process, but you can do it. I call it filtering. Filtering through online profiles. And we've already gone through quite a few things that I think you need to be mindful of if you're even considering online dating. And the wonderful thing about it is online dating is so convenient. You know, you can just go on there, look at the profiles, but you have to be safe. And I am going to tell you, it's very risky being on those sites, because there are also, and this is what I want to share with you as well, there are quite a few people who are on there for scam purposes. And so many people have gotten scammed online because they're trying to find love and because their hearts are so open and they really want to be in a wonderful relationship. They sometimes lose the ability to use a common sense and to go with their first intuition. Sometimes your gut tells you things that you need to be mindful of, but because people want love so badly, they don't always listen to the gut feelings. But there are a lot of scams that are taking place on online dating. Once you get reeled in and you feel like, oh, this person is really into me, they're not really into you. They're just really trying to make you think that they're into you, because later down the road, they have a plan. They have taken time to plan so much stuff out. One of the plans is to get your money, to get in your wallet, to get your hard-earned cash. And I know you've seen it on radio, on television. I know you've seen it where, and I keep going back to women, because women are so, so vulnerable. They open up their hearts. But it's happened to men, too. Men can be taken advantage of, too. They thought that the person really loved them and that they're in another country and they're having problems getting to the country. They want to meet so badly. They're willing to send money to help get them here. That's not enough, so they send more. And there have been women that have lost hundreds of thousands of dollars for love. Men, too. It's a high price to pay when you're looking for love. So I guess if I didn't share anything else, I just want to share, I want you to be careful. Be careful if you're deciding that you want to do online dating. There are some beautiful love stories that have taken place as a result of online dating. But protect yourself. Protect your heart. Use common sense safety tips when you're thinking about being with somebody. Meet in a public place. Tell a friend about your date. Don't let your date come to your home until you know them. Please try to stay sober. Don't post your important contact information. Don't do it. Don't put your address online for people to see. Don't do that. Don't give them your personal data. Don't send your banking account information. Don't do it. Don't send a credit card information. Don't do it. Watch out for red flags. Be careful. And if you have to, play detective. Like I told you, go on the internet. Do some detective work. Make sure you have expectations set for what it is that you want. Don't just accept anything. And above all, trust your intuition. Trust your intuition. If it don't look right, if it don't smell right, run. Be safe. Whew. I'm so glad you joined me today here on the Marketing Pulpit. We've been talking about online dating. I want you to be safe. And listen, there's nothing wrong with wanting love. And actually, there's another series that I'm going to do that talks about love and making sure you find the right one for you. That's right. That'll be coming up on one of our shows. But if you're going online, if you're looking for love, be safe. Know that we love you here on Marketing Pulpit, and I look forward to you joining us again on next week. And you know, my daddy used to tell me years ago, and I'm going to tell it to you, if you want to be successful, surround yourself by people who are smarter than you are. Well, you know, that can take place, relate to love too. If you want to know about love and true love, find somebody who has done it for 50, 60 years, 40 years. Somebody who's smarter than you are. They may be able to give you some advice on how to find love that'll last for the rest of your life. Well, thank you for joining me. I'm Sharon, and I look forward to chatting with you again next time. Have a good day.